It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Aotearoa has recently faced multiple wildfires across the Motu, from West Auckland all the way to Bulls. For our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Tom Rutherford about these recent blazes and what needs to be done in the future to mitigate these events. As well as this, we also discussed the country's second highest ranking police officer, Deputy Police Commissioner Jevon McSkimming, being suspended amidst an investigation, as well as the recent ceasefire in Gaza. Recently, Aotearoa has faced a multitude of wildfires across the Motu, with multiple fires specifically here in Tamaki Makaurau, such as the fire on Mangere Mountain over the weekend, the Anafata Beach fire which trapped 7 people, and a blaze in the Waitakere Ranges. With these recent fires, has the government put in enough resources into combating these types of blazes as we wrap up the summer?
Yeah, good morning, Joel. Really nice to be back with you this morning. Obviously, what we've seen recently with the variety of different fires across New Zealand are really concerning, particularly when things may or may not have been intentionally lit. That's always a real concern. Personally, I've been a volunteer firefighter before I came into politics. I know across New Zealand the incredible role that all our firefighters play, whether they're volunteers, which you know make up 86% of the frontline workforce, or our career firefighters. There's always more that can be done. There is always more to be done, but I just want to pay a huge credit to everybody who's helped keep our community safe after the variety of fires that we've had across New Zealand.
On to our second topic, the country's second most senior ranking police officer, Deputy Police Commissioner Jevon McSkimming, has been suspended as he is being investigated. In a statement by his lawyer last week, he has been suspended since before Christmas. Is this investigation solely being conducted by the Independent Police Conduct Authority and the New Zealand Police, or is the government also involved in this process as well?
Yeah, I think you can totally understand that. While there's an investigation ongoing, it's really not appropriate for me to make any comment whatsoever, so I won't be able to say anything more, I'm sorry.
Is the party concerned that investigations like this will create somewhat of a level of distrust of the police within the public?
Absolutely not. Our New Zealand police do a superb job in keeping our communities safe, and this will have absolutely no impact on public trust in the great work that New Zealand police do.
Finally, on Thursday last week, a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas was confirmed, coming after 15 months of warfare, which has resulted in the deaths of over 46,000 Palestinians and has displaced 1.9 million in the Gaza Strip. How has the party reacted to this decision?
Yeah, we've consistently advocated for a ceasefire in Gaza and the urgent need to protect civilians and address the humanitarian crisis. We really welcome the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, and we really hope for its full implementation and an end to the terrible human suffering that we've seen. There is a critical need for unimpeded access and humanitarian aid in Gaza to help alleviate the suffering of citizens, and to achieve a durable and lasting peace, we're calling on the parties to take meaningful steps towards a two-state solution. So it is great news.
What are the party hoping for from this outcome?
Yeah, we're really looking, as I said, to achieve a durable and lasting peace in Israel and Gaza. We're calling on the parties to take meaningful steps so that they can move towards a two-state solution.
That was National Party MP Tom Rutherford. On the recent fires we have seen across the Motu, Deputy Police Commissioner Jevon McSkimming being suspended amidst an investigation, and the ceasefire in Gaza.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.